Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Comte-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking the Starbucks effect on your money.
Millennial Money with Shauna Comte-Game. It will expand your brain.
All right, so you know it's simple advice, right? You cut out Starbucks and you'll hit your money goals. That it's just that simple, right? Well, I argue that's not always true, but there is, I think, a Starbucks effect on your money. And what really inspired me to do this podcast was a recent article I found by Value Penguin, where it talked about Starbucks coffee from the most and least expensive. They looked at how indulgent is Starbucks beyond our borders, and they took prices for the drink in 39 other countries and then adjusted them to reflect the cost of other goods and services compared to the United States. And what is fascinating is the results reveal that Starbucks is actually pricier, relatively speaking, in every country outside of the United States. But how much pricier actually varies quite a lot. And I'm going to include a link to this article in the show notes because I think it's really fascinating to go over and check out. You know, they have this great graph where it talks about where the latte takes the biggest bite. And in the United States, again, we're kind of the most the cheapest priced for Starbucks coffee. The most expensive actually was in Russia, where it's about $12.32 for a cup of Starbucks coffee. That is really expensive. Just behind them is Indonesia, Vietnam, Thailand, India, Egypt, Malaysia, China, Saudi Arabia, Poland, all of these really interesting places. The UK was about $2.88, and Australia was a little bit more at $4.10. So I think really interesting. They estimate again the United States is about $2.75 for a cup of coffee. And again, while a Starbucks cup of coffee is not going to demolish your money goals, I do think there is a Starbucks-like effect, and it's more than just a cup of coffee, right? So if we take that $2.79 cup of coffee a day, right, that's $19.53 a week, which is about $1,015 a year. Not serious money, again, not really going to totally destroy your money goals. And let's face it, you know, a lot of us are addicted to coffee. I'm actually one of those like really strange people that just does not like the taste of coffee. Tea I can do all day long, but coffee, I don't know. I've never developed a desire for coffee. Either I have a desire for lots of other things that probably replace the cost of coffee, but it's just not my thing. But I understand kind of the attraction and the pull. And, you know, Starbucks has made the coffee experience an experience, right? It's taken something that you would just like brew in your home and kind of your, you know, rickety old coffee machine into, you know, a luxury experience where you want to hang out, you want to meet friends, maybe you go there for business dealings. Maybe it's just a place for you to relax, but it becomes a lot more. So I understand, and it's brilliant on the Starbucks part, right? Because it's hard to replace that experience. Even if you're like, all right, I'm just going to cut out coffee, I'm just going to do coffee at home, you don't feel the same way about coffee. So it's not just about the coffee, and yet it's almost everything to do with the coffee. So it's also all the extra Uber rides and the extra Apple Music downloads and the extra subscription fees on movies and the $2.99 app downloads and the ATM fees and the bank fees. It's really the cumulative effect that can start by just saying, hey, it's just one cup of coffee a day, right? And kind of that mentality of thinking that way really bleeds into lots of different areas. I mean, again, I think it's brilliant that all of these tech companies have come up with ways that we can make our life easier, literally just in the palm of our hands, right? We just touch a button and a car magically appears, or, you know, we magically get some music that we want to listen to, or we magically, you know, subscribe to whatever TV show we want to watch, or, you know, whatever it is, we just like kind of magically do these things and we don't think about them. There's not a connection between, hey, money is actually coming out of my bank account to, hey, I really enjoy this experience, right? And it's brilliant. I mean, if you just think about it from kind of a marketing business standpoint, it's brilliant on their part because they have created something that feels experiential to us. And so what happens is we don't, again, think about the cost. But, you know, when you're in your growth phase, like in your career and your money and your investing and buying big things like cars and houses, it is the little things that can make a difference. And while I don't want to make sweeping statements about, you should cut out all the coffee and you should cut out all the subscriptions, I am definitely not that type of money person or life person, because that's just to me like no way to live life. But instead, what I think you do is you just have more of a conscious approach to your spending, right? So we tend not to like track or freak out about the large things. So whatever that number is for you, $100, $200, $500, those things you see coming and you make a plan for, right? If you want to buy a new couch, or if you need to buy a new refrigerator, or I don't know, you need a new summer wardrobe or whatever, you tend to actually plan for those things, right? You make some sort of plan. You don't just go out and buy like $1,000 refrigerator. Maybe you do. I think I've actually done that before where I've gone out and bought an expensive refrigerator and then went, whoa, wait a minute. I got to actually pay for this. But you get where I'm going with it, right? There's more kind of train of thought with those bigger expenses. But, you know, it's the small things that actually sneak up on you and they really add up. And, you know, when I'm talking about budgets, when I'm looking in people's budgets, when I'm helping people kind of recover from their budget, these little things, these are the things I'm looking for because these are actually the landmines that exist. And, you know, whenever somebody says to me, oh, I can't save money, or we can't afford that, or, you know, we really want to go on this trip, or I really want to start this business or whatever it may be, but I just can't find the money. My response is always like, all right, give me your bank account. Let's dive in, right? And I think when I actually am able to expose what's going on in there, and again, this is not just something that happens with people who don't make a lot of money or who are just starting out in their career. I mean, I just worked with a couple last week that are in their 50s and, you know, making very good money. And it's still these little things. It's these little creeps, right? It's, you know, the dog or the cat needing emergency surgery. It's, you know, going on vacation and not checking, you know, how much Uber is costing, and it's not looking for alternate ways to do things. And it's just creating habits around spending that you're not consciously thinking of. And, you know, I mean, those habits bring us great joy, right? And I have my own habits around things. I have habits around things where I know, okay, that's probably not a smart decision to be spending that much money on that, but it comes from more of a conscious place. And I know, okay, I got to make a plan for this, or, you know, this may actually impact me funding a particular goal in a certain amount of time, right?
I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family and you want to do the best for them, but vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance.
The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you,
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm.
So again, it's not about the Starbucks coffee, and yet it actually has everything to do with the Starbucks coffee because it's more about the mentality of how you're thinking about money, right? So what's going on in your bank account this month? What little fees are adding up that you're not accounting for, that you're not incorporating into your budget, or that you're just not consciously thinking about? And how much are those? What do they total for a year? And can you reroute some of that spending towards one of your goals? Again, it's not about cutting things out necessarily. There may need to be some cutting out. You know, I mean, you know, I argue that yes, there's, you know, you can still be smart financially without having to give up stuff. But it's just about doing stuff smarter. And you can kind of get in the trap of like, well, she said I don't have to give anything up, so I'm not giving anything up, but I'm also not making any progress, right? And so there's definitely like a tipping point there. There's a point where it's like, okay, what are the things that I really enjoy in my life that I'm just not going to give up, right? And maybe that's Starbucks for you. Maybe you're like, there's no way I am giving up my morning Starbucks coffee. And that's cool. And you don't have to. But there may be other things kind of lingering for you that again, maybe it's not about giving it up, but maybe it's just about doing it smarter. Is there a smarter way that you can save money? Is there a smarter way that you can spend money on that particular item that you're spending money on, right? Is there a smarter way that you can do the Starbucks experience? You know, somebody told me that their absolute weakness was Target. Like every time they walk in Target, it's just like they feel like they've gone to some, you know, island escape, and they just love Target. And even though they go into Target with a list, they walk out of Target with, you know, way more than they thought they were going to spend. And you know, they get home, they're like, oh, maybe I'll return something. And then they're like, no, I actually want all the things that I put in my cart, you know? And so it's just kind of a repetitive thing that happens. So maybe that's you for Target or some other particular item or expense. But, you know, okay, so maybe you get the Target card and you get 5% cash back. You know, maybe you use some of the apps that help you, you know, save money when you're shopping at Target. Maybe you just do that experience smarter, right? And since you know that you're going to spend more than you think or that you budgeted, all right, well, you need to reflect that in your budget. And then you need to come up with a plan of, all right, so where else can I cut back a little bit? Because there's no way in hell I'm giving up my Target and island escape. So you get what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't have to be Target. It can be anything. It could be, you know, how easy is it to download music, right? I mean, you literally hit a button to download, and do we even look at how much a song costs anymore or an album? I don't think so. I think we just hit the button, right? Because we want it. And you know, it's great. It gives us great joy and satisfaction, but you know, what can you do smarter with your finances today? Because it's not about the coffee, and yet it's all about the coffee thinking, right? This is all about a mind shift. This is all about just thinking about our money a little bit differently, thinking about how we spend our money a little bit differently. And at the end of the day, you know, we only have a certain amount of money, right? And there are only a couple of things that can change our financial situation. It's either the amount that's coming in or the amount that's going out. I mean, there really isn't any other brilliance around bettering your financial you know, status than that. You know, we talk about us financial people, we talk about lots of different tips and tricks and strategies and, you know, all of these kind of amazing discoveries. And yet when you boil it all down, it's those two things, right? So either I've got to get, you know, a more kick-ass job where I'm earning more money, or I got to have an amazing side hustle, or I got to just look at my spending and maybe do a lot of it smarter. And I guarantee you that no matter what income you make, no matter what job you have, no matter where you live, no matter what your ATM bank account balance sheet shows, there are places in your spending, in your expenses, where you can do things smarter, right? So just start at one place, start at one thing, you know, and it's usually the thing that you love the most to spend money on. Start there and just think about it. Like, hey, is there a little bit better way that I could spend my money here without cutting out the thing that I love, right? Because that's the win. When you can do that smarter, and even when you can save a few bucks a month, it like tricks something in your brain, and suddenly you become a bit competitive with doing all of the things that way. I swear to you, I see this happen all the time, right? So start with one thing. Figure out a way to do it a little bit smarter. You don't have to save thousands of dollars every month on whatever this thing is, but just a little bit, and reroute that little bit that you're spending into something that you really want to achieve, into one of your financial goals, whether it's investing or paying off debt or saving money or starting your business, whatever it be. Just take that little tiny step, right? And really change the way that you're doing all of these things that you love. So again, it's not about the coffee, and yet it actually is about the coffee, but it's about the thinking around the coffee, all right? So head on over to the show notes and check out the link. It's super fascinating to read about the cost of Starbucks in different countries and kind of why Starbucks is priced the way it is in other countries. I think it's really interesting to read because, I mean, Starbucks really is the phenomenon, right? When we think about coffee, we think about Starbucks. Again, it's because they've totally changed the experience for us. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at Shauna Game, Instagram at millennial_money. And hey, do me a favor. In the show notes is a link over to iTunes where you can put a review for the podcast. If you're a fan of the podcast, if you listen to the podcast regularly, I'd love to hear from you, and it will just help us grow the podcast.
Whatever you're saving up for, a CD from Sandy Spring Bank lets you grow your savings at a guaranteed rate. Right now, earn interest at 4.5% APY on an 8-month CD special or 4.25% APY on a 14-month CD special. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com/CD specials. Minimum opening deposit to earn the annual percentage yield is $500 for the 8-month CD special and $2,500 for the 14-month CD special. Member FDIC.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.